Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Wow, I did not know that. That's yeah. I always thought a year, you have a year to decide if you want to file a law. I mean,
you have 2 years to present a claim. If in 2 years you didn't present a claim, you will forever lose your claim. I don't care how egregious that injury was. You have 2 years. So let's say if I get injured today, August 13, 2021, then you have 2 years. So August 13, 2022, 2023, and then you lose your claim forever. So 2 years, you add 2 years. But when you lose the evidence and you haven't documented the injury, how do you present a claim?
That's true.
You have nothing to present. You know, so it's a very, and think about it. You're at your lowest, you're injured. We're in a global pandemic. People around you don't have the tools to help you. So really now, even more so, is important to have an expert by you to guide you. So these are the things I tell my clients, and usually they understand the urgency and they understand the importance of having somebody seasoned guiding them through that process.
Thank you for that. That's super helpful. Speaking of the pandemic, how did that impact your business? I my assumption would have been less people are driving, people are outside less, so less injuries. But I'm just curious to know how that impacted you.
You know, quantity wise, you're right. People were driving less, so there were less accidents. But severity, just for those people that had to drive, for example, the accidents were much more severe, because imagine, we're driving while we're very stressed. We don't know what's tomorrow. We're in sheer panic. We had people who are considered essential workers, people who were working 12, 13, 14 hour shifts. You know, there's exhaustion involved. So the injury was aspect of it was still out there. It was less frequent, but it was more egregious. So if you want me to answer that, yeah, quantity went down, but injury severity went up. I know last year they did statistics, fatality accidents increased dramatically last year. Okay. We don't know why. I think I want to attribute that to fear, to the pandemic. I'm attributing that to the pandemic because people are more anxious, they're more stressed. Mm-hmm. So that makes them become a little careless with, you know, human beings. So that's what happened last year. We actually expanded last year, even though we were experiencing a pandemic. So I thought it's the best time to do all the things that I wanted to do, but never had the time. So the office was essentially closed for walk-in clients because I was doing all my signups via Zoom. So we took that opportunity and we expanded into the east side. So we added 4 more new offices because we needed that space, and was perfect timing. So, but the expansion is now complete.
Are you still on Ventura Boulevard?
We're actually in Encino. It's 16,000 Encino. It's in the Charles Schwab building. It's a very prominent building. So we took on our next door neighbor moved. So we broke a wall and we just went towards east. So it's very exciting.
That's awesome. I can't wait to visit. I visited the office, right? I believe I have.
You've been to the old office. I don't think you've been to the new office.
I have not. That's why I'm not to Sherman Oaks. That's right. I have not been to the Encino office. And I think you moved to the Encino office right before COVID, isn't that?
Right before. I think right before, yeah. Yes.
Okay, I remember that. I do remember that. So I also want to talk about a little bit about hiring. You know, how do you recruit people so that they stay true to your company values, to your values ultimately? Davana Law is an extension of you. It's an extension of your mission. How do you ensure that the team that you are hiring continues executing that mission? I would love to learn about your hiring process a little bit.
So team is very important. Anybody that says, I did this, I did that, really, I start dismissing them a little bit, because you are not capable of doing great things without a team, right? And every single growth that I experience personally, I always push it down to my people, because they're the reason we're able to cultivate the following that we have. They're the reason we're able to retain these beautiful clients who need our help. So this is what I do. If I meet and interview somebody, if my gut feeling is true, usually, and if their experience lines up with the requirements, We also do some background personality testing. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It talks about aptitude, your strengths, your weaknesses. We always try and do that. And it usually is a good marriage for the company. So every single person almost that I've retained from get-go is still with us, which says a lot about the company. That means that, you know, we not only talk the talk, but we walk the walk, right? So I could sit here and tell you peachy stories, but if a client comes in and I fall short, my client's always gonna feel that. And same goes with the team. My team really believes in my philosophy. That is why we were attracted to each other. And now they see that unfolding behind the scenes. So they stick around and they love what they do. They're passionate. They're probably more passionate than I am, and that's hard to imagine. But
I've
my
seen
team,
passion. I've seen the passion on your team. And I remember when you first started, and I'm assuming Ani is still with you.
Ani's definitely still here with us. So
It's just so exciting. I like wish that we, you know, sometimes when I look back to my own journey with my marketing agency and now Roma Leaf, I do wish that I recorded everything, the journey. Because it does fly by so fast. And then the next thing you know, you're like, wait, I remember when I first started and hired my first employee, and then I was in my first office. And I don't know, I wish we had time to journal more, but that's actually the purpose of my podcast, is to ultimately, bring on entrepreneurs to inspire others to become entrepreneurs and venture out on their own, no matter what profession they're in. Especially nowadays, with the ability to get on Zoom and do so much work remotely, I think every professional out there can venture out on their own. They don't need to be in a corporate setting and be unhappy.
But look, I think corporate, to be fair, corporate gave you and me and others
A lot of
the
opportunity.
discipline, the stamina, the polishing. We all needed polishing. If anybody says that I was born polished, I'd like to disagree with that. You know, the reason you're pushing Aroma Leaf, the reason you're pushing MobiFly is because you have that corporate polishing, and we gotta give them that credit. What we needed, to this day, my best boss was my toughest boss. I learned everything I've learned and I apply today from her. And had she not been tough on me, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. So I want to stop a moment and give corporate that
No, thank you
because.
for that. That's definitely a good, like for me, when I was employed by Hello Society, New York Times, after I resigned, New York Times became my first client, So I'm very thankful for that opportunity. I will never forget it. I just, I think when it comes to debating whether you want to take that entrepreneurial leap or not, people sometimes think that, okay, well, corporate is more, consistent, like they're going to get paid. There's no wave, with entrepreneurship. If you're running your own business, there's always that chance of, losing a client or not, it's not consistent paycheck that you're making. And if anything, you make sure that your employees get paid. And if you don't get paid, you're fine. And, so other than a lot of times the benefits of that consistent paycheck, for me, it's always been, I don't know if I see much benefits. Yes, the connections are great and the structure and all of that, but I don't know. I'm obsessed with entrepreneurship, and I love encouraging people to just be, ballsy and just get out there, have chutzpahs, as the Jewish say it, and just get out there and do it. Be fearless and stop
But I
talking
think to
about it.
be fearless, you have to now have the tools in your toolbox to deliver. And I think, you know, you can't just dream about being an entrepreneur. You have to actually navigate towards that with the tool set that you're going to need, right? Like, just because you want to wake up one morning and have a law firm doesn't mean you have to work towards that goal. You have to go to law school. You have to pass the bar. You have to practice. You have to know what you're doing. I think the doing is really the easy part. It's getting to that point that's difficult. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs get hung up on that is, you know, that it's hard to tell, am I ready or do I need more tools? I think, and that is what we're struggling with at some point. it's scary, but you got to make that leap. You're ready, but you got to give yourself enough time to become ready and make that leap. So our conversation here today is for those who think they have enough tools within their toolbox, make that leap, the rest will happen. But also there might be some in the audience that are envisioning this career, but they haven't done the work yet. And they also need to do the work. Like, you know, having a balanced family is work, right? You can't just say, oh, I have three kids and that's it, and not be present. You have to work towards that. Right. You have to create those relationships. Same with business. You have to have the tools to be able to deliver the dream that you're looking to deliver.
And so, I can speak to that because I wanted to have my own marketing agency since 2012, after I sold my shoe company. I knew that sales and marketing were my favorite part of running my business. And you know, when I thought of doing something that's a little easier to be able to raise my daughters, I knew that having a marketing agency would make me very happy. But I didn't start the agency until 2016, 2017, early 2017. And part of that reason was I felt like I wasn't ready. And you know what I did? I ended up going and getting a job at an agency to get ready. And I worked my butt off. I mean, I worked so hard at that agency. I was putting in 12 to 18 hours a day and building someone else's agency. But that's where I learned everything. And then I got recruited by Hello Society, New York Times, where I took on that job too, because I wanted to learn influencer marketing. So I made sure I covered all my bases and learned everything I needed to learn and had enough experience to be able to go out and venture out on my own. So to your point, certain professions, you can't just get out there and say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, I'm going to open up my law firm. No, you got to get your list of things done, your check marks done before you get out there and do it. Otherwise, no one's going to really trust you with their $100,000 campaigns, or in your case, with their important cases that could potentially, you know, make a difference in their lives.
Yeah. And to that point, I think if you and I today are having a very honest, candid conversation to help those who are listening, we have to highlight the difficult conversations, because everybody can talk about the easy. Yeah, I'll go out there. It's great. It's easy. But like you're saying, oh, I thought about doing marketing because it's easy. Well, Maria, it might be easy for you because you're good at it, but it's a very, very difficult task. Most business owners, such as me, I outsource marketing because that's like a foreign language to me. It's not easy. Yeah. You might think legal is hard. That's easy for me because that's my expertise. So it's not necessarily easy. It's just, it comes easy and natural to you because those are your strengths and those are your stellar abilities. But I think if you and I are having a true conversation about entrepreneurship and being and doing, I think we have to be honest, especially within our community, is we have to put in the hard work. And that's, we all do it. It's just now we want to position ourselves. We take the hard work and we now transition it into a success story. And I think more and more, the more success stories we have around us, the better it is for all of us, because we need to move past this darkness of, you know, we had the war in Armenia last year, and I know we were all touched by it. But if we're going to survive, we have to position ourselves and strengthen ourselves financially, morally, health-wise, and more importantly, we have to become strategic. Strategy is what's going to win at the end. If we don't have a strategy, we're done, because everybody else around us is operating with a strategy. And that's why this summer I made a point, even though we had the pandemic, I made sure I could take on as many interns. I took on 3 interns. Nice. And if I can motivate one of them to go to law school, then I've done my part. I want to push my agenda on the agenda of let's get stronger together rather than let me do it singularly, because that's not going to work anymore.
I agree with that. 100%. And that's part of the reason why I decided to do this show and the podcast, because I wanted to start connecting with others who are working hard to help people and are on a mission to really be here in this world to benefit others, not just themselves, but ultimately for all of us to connect with one another and raise each other up. Because I think that's one thing that's been lacking in our community a little bit, where, you know, people forget how amazing it could be to get a little bit of help from someone else and a little bit of help from someone else too. And then, like, next thing you know, we're all lifting each other up instead of competing against each other. And I think that's what the war in Armenia, I remember I was really involved in the beginning with a lot of different people, with like 2-3 organizations trying to do things. And being in the media industry, I had contacts with a lot of the media networks. So I felt like I was obligated to do a lot, you know, and help raise more awareness about what's going on. But then I came to a conclusion that at the end of the day, it does come to a lot of the things come to the finances. Like when I reached out to some of the media networks, I learned that, you know, certain people had gone there and paid their dues. And that's why the story was on their side versus on the Armenian side. And so then that's when I realized, I said, you know, well, if everything comes down to money and finances at the end, especially when it comes to these political games and wars and all of that, and if media is going to listen to the one that pays the most money, then we as Armenians need to become wealthier. How do we do that? Well, as one entrepreneur, I decided that I'm just going to start supporting other entrepreneurs. I'm just going to help them as much as I can, teach them whatever it takes to help them grow. And hopefully with them, I'll grow too. But I just felt like, what can I do now as a person? How can I attribute to my community, to my society, and set an example so that as we move forward, we all learn how to help each other?
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing, because the other thing I realized is we internally, and this is not about, you know, exclusion or inclusion, but we internally within our community, we have such talent, such amazing talent. If we just pause for a split second and just look around us, we have truly amazing talent. We need to nurture that talent and we need to trigger that talent. So what we did internally, for example, I now mandate all across the company, Davana Law Firm in its entirety. When we get a call, any call, and if it falls outside of our practice area, so for example, it's not injury, right? It's not personal injury. It's, let's say somebody needs a real estate attorney.
Right.
Or somebody needs a criminal attorney. Somebody needs whatever. We've created a list of Armenian attorneys, and I really harassed the Armenian bar about it.
Nice.
Because they were revamping their website to list specialty areas, who practices what. And if we don't have a practice area partnership, we will go to the Armenian bar website. We will pull an attorney and we make that recommendation. We make that referral because we have such talent. Why are we looking elsewhere? We have it under right here. Yep. So
in our backyard,
that's my new mission as well. I'm meeting with a lot of attorneys in person who practice in different areas, just so I get to know them. So that when I'm doing a referral, I'm more confident about my referral because again, I'm a people's person. I like to know you before I make the recommendation. And that's a simple change that all of us can make.
That's right. And look at the difference we can make as a city. We can just become so much more strong.
I mean, this podcast, I called you. I'm like, I'm so proud of you. I saw it. You rock. Yeah. Oh my God. What else can we do? And she's like, well, come on down. Let's do a podcast.
Yeah. You know? No. And I appreciate the support back, you know, and I think if we can all make an impact and we're setting good examples for the younger generation, like you said, you know, you're bringing on interns and you're hoping to inspire them. I'm sort of trying to do the same thing, not just inspire my team and my interns and whoever else is part of both my companies, but also my listeners and the younger generation who's getting ready or is in school, and for them to know that we're here. If they need advice, they need mentorship, we're here. They can always reach out to us and ask us questions. So I'm happy that you have an internship program because I do know a few girls around me that are studying law. So I'm going to be sending them your way. And as we get closer to concluding our interview, I just want to again mention how thrilled I am. And I just get so happy to see women like you who are amazing mothers. You have three beautiful children and you are killing it. I mean, you're doing so well. I love it. And just again, if people want to reach you, if you can mention again, the plug it out, let us know.
Well, I think the best way to reach me, to get to know me, is if you have Instagram, go check us out, The Vanna Law Firm. And if you want to go to our website, it's davannalaw.com. That's davannalaw.com. Very simple. Or, you know, we're everywhere. Just reach out, make a point to stop by. I love helping, especially within our community. So thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.